5-6 years ago, a couple days after I got the pleasure of taking over ownership of this fine home of ours, a band from Philadelphia came in for the first time in this club, four young boys. For a special night, it was actually a Relics magazine night with Tony Brown and the Jelly Bean Sons. But that night was a special night. I think it was the first of about 25 nights that we got to have here. And it started out at a certain point, but I also want to point out a thank you to two people who believed in this band and helped the development, Chris Zahn and Jake Snifarowski, who booked this band many, many times. And for all of us here, one of the best parts of getting to spend time here is to watch bands come from that first night 5-6 years ago to a night like this and to see where they've come. So it's a great pleasure to see what's happened with these guys, and I think they're going to go much, much further. So with please give a warm welcome for the last time, not tomorrow, too, to the Disco Biscuits. Thank you. Aaron Magna on the keyboards. Mark Brownstein on the bass. My name is John. And on the drums, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Hogan!
We I don't want to cut you off, man.
Oh, no, no, please cut me off. All right.
We of course have a lot of things to say about the Wetlands too. But no, we're gonna spare you of all that. You know about it. We've had the thing about the Wetlands that's most special to us, I think, besides all of the very hot nights, is the fact that much of the repertoire of the Disco Biscuits music was debuted right here in this room, right here on this stage.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
When we say much, we're talking about like 30-40% of our music we debuted right here on this stage.
Yep. Standing right here, Brett, exactly.
So
potentially Magda was on the other side of the stage in those days or no? I don't remember.
This has always been my side of the room.
Oh, that's true.
I watch shows from here. I play shows from here. This is the side that I'm comfortable on. If you know, you people over there haven't figured something out. There's a door open back here that it's bringing cool air in from outside, and that's why people stand over here. But I'm sorry.
He's totally lying. They stand over there because of the bass.
That's true.
So we started here in August of 1996 when Chris Zahn got our tape and we called him and he said you guys could come and play on a Tuesday. So
Wednesday.
That's where you're wrong. So we're going to have to fight over this one, I think. Rochambeau, perhaps.
It was a Wednesday night.
Wednesday,
August 7th, 1996, actually.
Okay, well, you know, here's your hotel key. You win it back, buddy. Tonight is a show of all the Wetlands debuts.
These are some, so we can't even play all of the Wetlands debuts in one night. But tonight we're gonna bring you through some of the history of the music that started right here in this room.